Breakfast puppies, dinner puppies, lunch puppies. Ain't no thing. I'll dust all them puppies because I'm Jebediah. I'm the farmer over here. I got all your dusting puppy needs.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
All right, time for another character jam with Bikers, Dice, and Bars. And this time we are bringing you part two of our human occupied landfill character creation experience. I have with me two very depressed and not happy players sitting to my left.
Why?
And sitting to his left.
I thought we were friends.
Yes, we are the hosts of the show, and we, as usual for this bonus content, are going to go through the character creation process of a role-playing game. This is our second episode doing the Hole or Human Occupied Landfill game, where the character creation so far has been quite an adventure.
Dr. Gerrymander, I have a question to ask you.
Yeah.
Which is worse? Me introducing you to the Crown Apple or Nathaniel putting us through another session of this?
Hey, he's got six guys that can move his car at any time. So I don't know how bad that is.
No, I have five guys that can move my vehicle.
Yeah.
Any vehicle. I can summon them. Plus, apparently I have plus two nuts when consuming nuts. I don't know what that means.
So let's review the characters thus far. I remember that just Jacob here created a Mormon who was shunned for masturbating and at some point lost everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Due to finding oil that nobody used anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like Daniel Plainview, but, you know, in the year 2500. This sucks for him.
If you are just listening for the first time, I recommend you go back to our previous Human Occupied Landfill. I think that was episode two.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Of the character jams.
Or this will make no sense. It'll make less sense. It'll make less sense.
Go back, listen to that, because we're picking up where we left off.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we had some puddings. We had some totems. We had some pubes. We had some birth worlds.
I have a stomach that generates Jägermeister.
Yes.
And you have an addiction to booze.
I have a booze monkey. And I generate Jägermeister in my stomach.
And if I remember correctly, Jacob, you have you're the UPC pricing gun, pricing arm. You became part of the Hare Krishnas, essentially.
Yes.
The space Hare Krishna.
I have a UPC pricing gun, UPC army armor, and I'm really good at making friends and influencing people. I also have a lot of monkey.
Great. And you gain a kudo, I think, whenever we roll in a zero kudo chart.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, which is why this took so goddamn long.
It's going to keep taking longer. So this time, Jacob, we're going to start with you.
No.
I want for you to roll upon the chart. A D6 and a D6.
A 5 and a 3.
That's going to take us to chart double C, the pressed ham table. Go ahead and roll 2D6.
Pressed ham?
Pressed ham.
6 and a 4.
Add them together. 10.
10.
All right. While cooking breakfast one morning, you burn your finger on the stove, jumping backwards and knocking a glass off the table, deftly slamming your heel down on a jagged shard. You scream at the top of your lungs, convincing Mr. Dawson next door that, well, he has been daydreaming about the woman who works behind the corner at the place where he buys his truss clamps. He has accidentally run over his youngest son with his Dick Caribou triple fan multi-shredder leaf incinerator, Mr. Mega Mo-Man. Stricken with grief, he runs indoors, turns on the gas, and cues up Sweat to the Oldies Tin, just to make himself pant harder. But little did he know, however, that there was a short in the equalizer. So halfway through, his charred, flaking, and gingerly smoking paisley golf shorts are blown clear through the bay window, containing 63% of his Cajun roasted ass. Shocked beyond all capacity for facial expression, you stumble out of the house to survey the wreckage, only to trip over the sprinkler you forgot to take it last fall and drop face first into the street directly in the path of young Norbert's bicycle laden with undelivered newspapers. The child, swerving poorly, rides straight over the embankment to the interstate, landing atop a passing honey wagon. You gain making friends and influence people at 4. Go to table P.
Oh my god.
I love this game. Okay. Table P. Parental misunderstanding.
Oh, by the way, was that a zero cost table? That's a double C?
The answer is going to be no from here on out.
That was a zero cost table.
20!
Go to table P, which is a zero cost table.
How many dice do I roll?
Table P is 2d6.
7.
Zeus comes to your mother as a shower of gold. Unfortunately, the scion of that union is not you, but rather your little sister, Trudy. The golden child quickly becomes head of the local Inquisition unit and now spends most of her time plotting how to punish you for years of childhood torture and lousy Christmas gifts. +1 to all gump rolls in the future. Go to table G.
Is that also a zero chart?
Make it stop.
Send help.
Ladies and gentlemen, he went to the bathroom.
Stat gain. +1. Awesome. 2d6.
It costs 1? Ooh, I'm back down to 20.
Thank you.
2d6.
6.
This is the stat gain table. In a mad fever craze brought on by ham deprivation, you stayed up and watched the entire collected tapes of these wacky commercials that last 1,000 years in review. Although you can no longer blink or close your eyes in any way, a more enlightening decade was never spent. What you get... +1d6 to gray matter.
That would be a 9.
How can you roll a 9?
Oh, 1d6. 3.
Now go to table double G.
What's the cost of this table, sir?
Son of a bitch. It is 1.
Yes.
This is the caffeinated table. It is a 1d6 table.
5.
5. Espresso. +1 to all stats. Blah, sleep, blah, and the good stuff. +2 to nuts. +2 to feats. Sorry, +2 to nuts. +1 to feats. Go, man, go! To table F. I hate this. Table F.
What's the cost?
I'm going to just say it's 1 because I hate you. From now on, all of your tables cost 1.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Table F, soap opera.
How many dice?
2d6. No, 1d6.
God damn it. 1.
You have not won, but an entire cadre of evil twins whose sole purpose is to make your life a living hell. What you get... It's the pipe from the hole master anytime he pleases. Go to table X. Table X. Chris treats. Cost 1. Roll 1d6.
3.
Girl drinks. grasshoppers, Oreo cookies, or generally any mixed drink that includes ice cream, sweets, and or a motorized umbrella bigger than the glass. You get mouth plus two, though you are often asked as to your favorite Joan Crawford picture was.
Does this mean that Jacob's character gets girl drink drunk all the time?
Yes. Yep.
Go to table double F bar. 1d6, and it costs one.
One.
Plus one meat. It actually is a table of bars.
Oh.
Bars.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, look at that bars. Bars. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the bar table.
Yep. That is a table of bars.
And that's it. And we're going to go back to the chart with you. In the meantime, we're going to go to... do you have a name? Not yet.
Not yet.
Do you have a name, Mr. Jägermeister? If not, you are now Mr. Jägermeister. I'll have you roll in the chart. That's a 1d6 and a 1d6.
You want the total number?
One and a... Each separately.
Three and a one.
Three and a one. That's going to send you to table M.
Does your character's farts smell like Jägermeister?
Crime! You are rolling on the crime table. This costs you one kudo. One kudo for 2d12. 2d6.
Three and a three.
That's a six.
That's a six.
Cannibalism is illegal.
What is?
Cannibalism.
Oh.
Is illegal. It is not a viable alternative lifestyle choice. Serving white wine with human flesh is only a social faux pas. What you get is torture cluster at one. That's a skill cluster. I don't know what that means. And where you go is table X. Chris treats. Oh, that's a good one. That's the same one that Jacob got girl drinks off of. And I'll have you roll a D6 for one kudo.
One.
Skinamax. All Night Titty Flicks Festival gets the testosterone a percolating. Plus two to nuts. Go to table double E for religious epiphany. Oh, for one kudo. 1d6.
Four.
Trapped alone in the root cellar of a monastery during the firebombing. Oh, good, I am recording. During the firebombing of Pilgrim 4, you stave off starvation by eating three cases of communion wafers.
Yum.
And in a dry-mouthed vision, see Jesus as the hoagie of life. You awake filled and never needing to eat again.
Wait, so my character doesn't have to eat?
And you generate Jägermeister.
This is amazing. My character rocks so hard.
Oh, God. You get the take it like a man cluster at two. And you go to table W, all you can eat for one kudo, 1d6.
What's my take it like a man at?
Dos. 1d6, one kudo, all you can eat, table W.
Five.
Spaghetti. Learning to talk with your mouth full, you get the skill languages and mumbled slang at rank 6. Go to table H for lineage. Cost one kudo. Roll 2d6.
I'm sorry, that was languages and mumbling?
Languages and mumbled slang.
Mumbled slang. Okay. 2d6 coming up.
2d6 on the lineage table.
Five.
We've done this one before. Roll that one again. Again.
Also five.
10. On the week of March 0 minus 7, 716 AR, officially known in, this is hard to read, in church doctrine as His Holiness's week-long bender, an incident that never occurred under penalty of death up to and including having the entire 6.5 days removed from the calendar. His papal glory did by no means under the influence of 24 ferritual hera wall bangers sell a jar of his sperm to an ethereal passing gypsy who, if she did exist, which she doesn't, would be known as Martha, who we had excommunicated and compressed into her own personal impersonation of a dwarf star. Her remains were furthermore never passed off to Rupert as the legendary lost gallstone of John the Baptist in exchange for influence over the nine worlds of the Brady Nebula, including the planetoid Alice. Oh, yeah. You are without a doubt, and by imperial decree, not an artificially inseminated test tube sacred bastard. Church officials will go to great lengths of generosity and abject cruelty to make sure you are clear on this. Go to table T. I do not understand what the point of that was.
I don't either. So I didn't write anything down. Apparently, I'm not the spiritual conception of the astral pope.
And they will go to great lengths to let you know that.
Okay.
Just so you know, go to table T. One kudo. Family. One. Roll 2d6.
8.
You are in Valerie's family. Hmm. Go to table C with a +2 on the roll. This fucking game. Specifically bad choices. Whatever you get, add +2.
11.
This costs you nothing.
Okay.
While attempting to repair the strange squeaking from the back of your Trinity Radmaster microwave, you accidentally expose yourself to the unshielded core. What you get is +1 to your meat, and where you go is to table double I. Jesus fucking Jiminy Christ.
Quit swearing. Remember whose idea this was.
Actually, it was a number of our adoring fans, so.
It has been our most popular one so far. Double I, mutations. This cost you 1 kudo. What are your kudos at so far?
As of now, they're at 10, unlike some people who just fucking regenerate them.
Well, since
worse
we changed.
Worse than a case of space herpes.
Hey now, do not defile the proud movie Ice Pirates.
Which is an episode of Have Movies Will Game, our other podcast, by the way. Anyway, mutations, double I, 1 kudo, roll 2d6.
3.
Continuous molting. Clever mutants will slide carefully out of their skin, fill it with helium, put a hat on it, and use it as a battle decoy. Also, makes good sandwich baggies.
Oh, God.
Go to table double H. 1 kudo. Uh-huh. Roll 2d6 on the deep shaft 9 table.
I don't want to. 8.
While surviving an outland world, your crew comes upon the managed... I'm sorry. Your crew comes across the mangled, melted husk of V'ger's older, retarded brother, Voyeur. It pleads pathetically with you to let it touch its creator, but instead you pry out the LP inside and sell it to Sir Mix-a-Lot. You get 1,000 chits. Go to table J. Chits are the coinage. Congratulations, you are now richer than Jacob.
He was richer than me before he made that roll.
That's true. At one point, you were the wealthiest person in the group.
Yes, by a long shot.
Jay, technology, 1 kudo, roll 2d6.
7.
I lied. Roll 1d6. I misread that.
5.
Son of a bitch.
Gadgets, doodads, knickknacks. Woo-hoo! This is the spice of technology. You're silly with this shit.
Yes.
Yeah, sure, you have the auto nose miner, quantum las cutter, but did this help you get through high school? Loser. That's what you get. Roll 1d6.
That's awful judgy game.
Ouch. 1.
Turned radios into howitzers. It's a skill, and you have it at rank 4. That. You add 4 to it.
Whoa.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I make friends and influence people like a mofo.
Don't you have a mouth of like 30?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I have a huge mouth skill, plus I have the skill make friends and influence other people.
Wait, is it you that has that skill, or is that me?
I have it 3 times.
Oh, turn radios into howitzers?
No, you have that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You're the, now, you're the tech guy. I'm the face guy.
And now you're back to the chart, which means we're going to switch back to Jacob.
Woohoo!
D6 and a D6. Yep. Separate rolls?
That'd be a 1 and a 3.
Table C.
What's the cost of table C?
It's always
go fuck
one
yourself.
You. Specifically bad choices.
Yes.
Roll a 2d6.
That'd be an 8.
This one's been done. Roll it again.
No. That'd be a 5.
You dressed as Emperor Rupert the 8th to Rupert the 9th's coronation ball. Ensuing imperial heart attack and its cause not overlooked by guests. You were promptly flayed. What you get is -2 meat. Where you go is table H. Lineage. It's a 1 kudo table for 2d6.
2.
You lose. Ever since your 7th cousin, when but an infant, was swaddled in barbed wire and shot at the sun, your family has fallen out of favor at court. And though your blood is royal, it's best not to mention it. What you get, you are disinvited to all blessings, sacraments, cotillions, and late night trips to Denny's. Where you go is table double J. Cost 1 kudo. Roll 1d6 for the roll your own table.
6.
In the aft, this is a long one.
Jesus, motherfucker.
I love these. In the aftermath of the vicious battle of Baklava, ships with their bellies torn wide, the frenzy hubert of space, like so many android Caesareans. Ships with their bellies torn wide to the frenzied hoover of space, like so many android Caesareans, were ripe for the picking to the nimble fingers of entrepreneurial war profiteers. You and your associates come across the motherlode, the frigate Bass Difference, a med supply hauler loaded to the bilge with liquid moosamine, commonly called moose. Ordered special by the Baklavian War Council to help them hatch a plan to save the world. Moose forces the creative centers of the brain into overdrive, turning the user into an intellectual juggernaut. You become fabulously rich, selling to all stratos of society, especially the Dickens boys, as well as hopelessly addicted. +5 gray matter. Go to table C. If I remember correctly, you have also voided all financial gain, but
up until I discovered the holler.
Yeah. All right. We're back on table C, which is specifically bad choices.
Yes.
Another 2d6. 1 kudo.
2.
Okay, just so you know, 2 is the absolute worst thing you could ever roll on any one of these tables.
Yeah.
Well, 2 on a 2d6, 1 on a 1d6. Okay. You lose. Decide. Oh, you lose. You decide hole would be a great place to score on spring break. What you get? The shaft. Where you go is table L. Hole.
Fuck. 11.
Okay. Low passage. You are sentenced to hole. +1 kudo, and you're done.
he gets dun, another dun? Kudo.
Done.
Done. Done.
Done.
Done. Done. Done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You're done.
Hallelujah. Wait, why does he get to be done? This is some bullshit right here. Oh, okay. I only have 9 kudos left, so.
Do you want to know how many kudos I have left?
It doesn't matter. You're done, you lucky son of a bitch.
Yeah, because otherwise you'd have to sit here and watch me endure 12.
I'd be okay with that,
bastard.
Let me know when you get 6 or less kudos, Xander.
Oh, God.
Right now you're in the chart. D6 and a D6.
6 and 4.
Table double J. Isn't that your favorite table?
I don't know. Just Jacob.
Roll your own. 1 kudo, 1 D6.
1.
Caught by the Border Patrol with 10 boxes of contraband cheesecake, a death sentence in most sectors.
Oh, God.
Instead, they simply force feed it to you. You gain 300 pounds. But what's the penalty for obesity? Go to table W. All you can eat. 1 kudo. Roll
but
96.
I don't need to. Okay. 1.
1 clam bake. Dropping back mouthful after mouthful of bellies, sand, and outfail residue give you the take it like a man skill cluster at 6.
Yes!
So add 6 to whatever. Oh my God. Go to table.
I now have take it like a man at 8.
Double F. Oh, it's the bar.
I now have 6, by the way.
Okay. One last roll. This table costs 1. This is the bar table.
3.
You gain +1 to gray matter. And now you are at 5 kudos. So here, oh my God, we might finish this. I was expecting this to go to possibly a third episode, but...
Thank Christ not.
Well, that's the whole reason why I was so grateful that this son of a bitch over here got to be, and you are done. Otherwise, he kept gaining stupid kudos, which I would never give him. Oh, God, that just looks so hard to read.
Okay, roll a D6.
4.
Oh, wait, that means you're under your kudos, which means you get to... Keep going. Roll on the chart. 1d6 and 1d6.
3 and 2.
Table in.
Doesn't sound so bad, does it?
Table in is dastardly crime. Roll 1d6. No kudo cost.
God damn it. I got a 1. Of course I got a 1.
Scouring the storage closet for that old set of hip waiters, you stumble across the desiccated mummified corpse of the Lindbergh baby.
That's where he went.
Long repressed memories boil to the surface as you peel away the waxed paper layers that wrap the tiny bundle. Oh my God, it was you, not that Hoffman fellow. What kind of monster lies way to the depths of your soul?
The baby.
Your entire life has been a lie. Would the real you please stand to discover your true self? Start a new character.
No. 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 It does not say that.
It does.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Would you like a clean sheet of paper?
Roll again. I'm not going to make you do that one. Just roll another D6.
He's crying, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Gerrymander is actually weeping. He's not laughing either. Oh, God, his mustache is drooping.
Oh, make a new character. This is brilliant.
The amount of fuck yous inherent in this text
It's glorious. It's glorious.
I don't know what I did. I try to be a good person in my life. What did I do to deserve this?
You were a bad monkey. That's what you did.
All I wanted was a stomach that created Jägermeister continuously in a bad 70s mustache. Why was that so much to ask for? So, Xander, we'll give you an option. Either you can start your new character, or you can undergo waterboarding. Which would you rather do?
I've almost drowned before. It's fine.
I am simply going to have you roll in the chart again. A 1d6 and a 1d6.
Okay.
We're going to take it back.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go through that. Fuck you, hole. Fuck you.
Okay. It's going to be okay. No, I got a 3 and a 2 again. Why? That's what I rolled last time.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, wait, wait, wait. You're right. You're right. This is terrible. Tell you what, let's make that a 2 and a 3. We'll get a table I, which is okay. Special training, and it costs you 1 kudo.
That's fine. That's fine.
Give me a 1d6 for 1 kudo.
6.
For years, you searched the sky for any sign of them. Their tall wafer ships float on gossamer wings of powdered sugar and candy stripes, waiting for any sign of the visitors you had as a boy who showed you the meaning of honor, beauty, and milk chocolate chips.
Yay.
When you had all but given up your vigil, a tree-shaped vessel with leaves of mint and branches, pure cinnamon, descended silently from the endless night sky. But this time, it was different. This time they came prepared for war. Oh. Gone was the comfort of their elfin butter-flavored magic, and in its place was an anger as lethal and violent as red dye number 5.
Oh God, that's the worst red dye!
They would need agents to complete their unleavened plans. Double agents. Sugar cookie on the outside, but with an underbelly of pure fudgy hatred. What you get is plus 1 meat, plus 1 feats, and all combat skill clusters at 3.
Dude, I'm the face that and you're everything so else.
That wasn't so bad.
That wasn't so bad, Xander.
That wasn't a bad touch.
Now roll and table AA addictions for 1.
Get the fuck away from me. Oh God, it's a 1.
Roll another one and add it to it. This is a 2d6 table. Oh, wait, before you do that. Oh, wait, no, tell you what. We're going to use that 1 as your gump roll. Gump. That's the roll under whatever to see if you get sent to hole. So now roll 2d6. Okay. You did not get sent to hole just yet. You have, what, 4 left?
Four kudos? No, because we went back after the last one, so I'm at 5 still, because fuck you, that's why. Oh my God. That's a 7.
The addictions table.
That's fine.
Hello, my name's Billy. Hi, Billy.
Hi, Billy.
And I play collectible card games. My wife asked me to come here. It's okay, Billy. Let it out. I sold her car to beef up my stack, and then this guy said he could get me 30 dark packs at a discount, so I used up our son's leukemia treatment money. I'm ashamed, and I need help. We'll help you, Billy. You get plus 1 to gray matter. Go to table double C, which is pressed ham. Doesn't cost you anything. However, I need you to roll a D.
6 and you need to get 5 or less. But no, you want to get a 6, Xander. You want to get a 6 on a D6.
This is stop the pain.
No, this is not. Yeah, this is the stop the pain. So you want to get a 6 on this.
The 6?
Yeah, roll it. Come on. Xander, we're with you, Xander. You can do this.
That's all I want to do.
Roll a 6.
It's a 2.
I need you to roll in the pressed ham for no kudos. And and it's a 2d6 roll, Xander.
I got 5. No! That is the worst sign.
You develop a goiter so big.
It gets better. No, it doesn't. This is not the It Gets Better campaign. This is the It Gets Worse campaign. This is what this is. It does not get better.
You develop a goiter so big, it falls off and follows you everywhere, calling itself Eddie the Goiter Boy. You get a sidekick. See the sidekick charts? You lose. Go to table double I. I'm not even going to roll the sidekick. We're just going to keep moving. Double I.
So I have Eddie the Goiter Boy as a sidekick. This is going to be a buddy cop film, and it's going to be amazing, and fuck all of you.
Doesn't one of you have a sidekick that is the son of Zeus?
Yeah.
Well, I also have the buddy system Pete the Killer. So I have Eddie the Goiter Boy and Pete the Killer.
Hold on a second. I got to blow my nose.
Yeah, I'm the one who has the sidekick of Zeus. Zeus also banged my mom and created the deified sister.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your family reunions must suck.
All right, I need you to roll a D6, and let's see if you get off this rock.
5.
Nope. So I'm going to have you roll on the table double I for mutations, but this is going to cost you 1 kudo.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Yeah, I'm going to need you to roll on double I this weekend.
This is going to be 2d6.
7.
You have a prehensile tail. Party on, monkey boy.
Yeah, you have a goiter that follows you around and a prehensile tail. You freak.
So roll a 1d6 and see if you get a 5 or 6.
Am I getting closer to getting off this fucking thing?
You are.
3.
All right. Time to roll on the good monkey table.
Yay!
Cost you one kudo.
Yes! Yes! Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I need you to roll a 1d6.
There's a 1.
You've already gotten this one. Roll again.
There's a 4.
Barrel of monkeys.
Ooh.
You have 1d6 monkeys of various types and sizes as pets. They are very loyal, and you can communicate with them on a rudimentary level, a la Tarzan. Love your monkeys, because when they are gone, so are you.
So if my monkeys get killed, then I die?
Go to table J.
You have a sidekick, you have a goiter sidekick, and I have a bunch of monkeys.
And 5 guys I can use to move my VW vehicle anywhere I want.
How many kudos do you have left?
3.
Roll a D6.
If it's 3 or less, can I stop?
No. But it's 5 or higher. It's 4 or higher, which means you can stop.
Look at that. Look at that. What does that say? It's a 5, bitches. I'm done. Right? Right. Right? Please say yes. You're looking at the rule book and it scares me.
Now we roll in the whole chart.
Oh, God. I thought I was done.
Roll 2d6.
I was so close. 5.
You were sentenced to whole. You gain +1 kudo. Done.
Well, that's not so bad.
It's over. You're free.
It's the pain. Pain is over. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free.
It's I'm free. It's over. I'm free.
I'm free. All right. I'm
free.
Guys,
I'm free.
We're actually basically done. So, wait, do you have any stats that are 10 or higher?
Oh, I'm sure my gray matter is over 10 at this point.
Look at that shit you should have been writing down, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it's over 10.
Okay. Anything over 10, take the excess over 10 and redistribute it to other stats.
Okay, I'll figure that out later.
Any skills that you have that go over 6, redistribute them to other skills.
You're asking me to care about this shit?
Them's the rule, boy. The
leftover kudos may be distributed to stats at a 1-for-1 or to skills at a 1-for-5.
I got 11 of those things.
And that's human-occupied landfill. I think. Is there anything left? It's ready to begin. That's it. Congratulations, folks. You have just made 2 beleaguered yet very interesting characters for Human Occupied Landfill.
I'm so fat.
Oh, F this.
Wait, so whatever my original weight was, there's an extra 300 pounds of me because of the massive consumption of cheesecake. And I continuously molt and use the molting to make sandwich bags. And yet...
Remember, you can inflate them and use them as combat decoys as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Thank you.
This is a wonderful conclusion to what we started way back when. It's good to see these characters finally come to their...
A little fleshed out.
So what do y'all think of that, guys? Your look is wonderful. I love it. Xander's not talking to me anymore. So, just Jacob, what are your thoughts?
Fuck you.
You know, I am still talking to you because there was the point where I killed the Lindbergh baby and it said recreate your character sheet. And you were fucking nice enough to say, you know what? Let's not do that. But I also don't know if that was out of sheer self-preservation, sympathy, or just we're running out of time. I don't care which one it is.
It's a mystery.
I'm glad the answer was no.
Is it possible to have negative traits?
Yes. Anything that goes lower than 10, redistribute the negative points elsewhere. Well, that's human-occupying landfill, folks.
Yeah. Me and Eddie the Goiter Boy. Pete the Killer.
You know, you've got an interesting group here.
Spritz the Clown.
I don't even know what your character is about because it's so fucking random. This is their big old middle finger to everybody who wrote them and said that they were upset that there wasn't a character creation system in the first printing of the game. So they put one in the supplement that was so involved and so ridiculous that to the point that it even had an option that your character is now dead, make a new character. It was just a big old middle finger to the point that they're trying to make you go back and use the GM just tells you what your numbers are and move on. And I agree. This game would be way easier.
Jesus. I mean, Jesus Christ, before redistribution, yeah. -3 meat, +2 mouth, +13 feet, +11 gray matter, +12 if it's for perception, +5 nuts, and I have 1 skill and 1 skill only. Make friends and influence others at +8.
Before redistribution and putting things in places, I have meat at +1, mouth at 5, or it is at 2 until my voice box is repaired.
Oh, that's right.
My feats is at -1. My gray matter is at 0. My nuts is at 7. Or +2 when consuming nuts. So 9.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
9 when I'm chewing on some pistachios. And an armor value of 9. I have the skill... torture cluster, 1. I've take it like a man at 8. I have languages and mumble slang at 6. Turn radios into howitzers at like 7. And then all my combat is at +1.
Nice. Now, what you would then get to do is have to redistribute any stats over 10 or any skills over 6. And any kudos that you have that are left over, you can convert to stat points, either 1 for 1 or 1 for 5 on individual skills. So, Jacob, I believe you have a number of kudos left.
12.
Yeah. So you're going to be skilled out the wazoo, probably.
Is there a skill list?
There are lots of skills, and we're not going to go into them right now. But that psycho Bruce Lee shit and making sharp things go through soft things that scream and bleed, turn radios into howitzers, sudden philosophical tangent, run really fast, run really far. Lots of really fun skills.
Good, 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 good. Yeah.
So I can add kudos into the skills to make them over 6 from my excess kudos?
No, anything over 6, you got to convert to another skill. But you can take your excess kudos and get more skills.
I don't even
know what a freaking cluster is. I don't think the book actually tells you what that is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to waste time looking that up because we're never, ever going to play this. I'm sorry, listeners. I'm not running this. And I don't think they are either.
No. Well, no. Wait a minute. If you can get us to $250 a month,
pudding
on our Patreon account,
which doesn't exist,
which it could,
Nathaniel,
if you want
needs
it
to get going. He has another one. God damn it, he can have one for breakfast. But
I'd say if we receive an anonymous donation of $250, then I will make this happen. And until then,
shit, yes,
this is the last we're talking about. Whole human occupied landfill. Fuck this game.
Fuck this game.
Xander.
Yeah, for $250 a month, I would definitely play this game.
Would you do it for a one-time fee of $250?
If it's a one-time session, sure.
Yeah.
But again, if you want me to play this with you guys more than once, $250 a month. That's the price.
No. Okay. We know our price, gentlemen.
We know our price.
You know what? There's going to be some asshole on the internet who's like, all right, guys. Challenge accepted.
There's some asshole. Oh, this is their fetish.
Oh, God. And
if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. Please stop.
We'll
stop. We'll give you $250 to go away. Please. And that's it. We're done. This
Bye.
Is Nathaniel.
Good night. Bye. This is Just Jacob.
This is Dr. Sandra Jerry Manuel.
Never again. Never again.
Never forget.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your car. The Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Yep.